tell you, God knows what He's doing.
Amen.
He's calling us closer. He's endeavoring to get us closer to Him.
Right.
Man, I don't want to miss this, do you?
That's right.
I can't afford to miss it.
That's right, brother.
I don't want to get out of this wheel.
Oh, that's right, brother. Amen. Come on.
I don't want one foot.
That's right.
Out of God's realm.
Yeah.
No. I don't want one toe. Beyond the bloodline.
Glory be to God.
I can't afford to get out of His perfect divine wheel. I need His presence. Right now, more than anything in my life,
right,
my whole life, we're living right in the last closing. Not days, I believe we're right down in the closing hours of time. And I need to be as close to God as I can get. Oh, Jesus. That anointing, I don't often feel it. That left hand began to burn and to tingle. I felt the Lord in that left hand. Holy Ghost came through years ago. Said, whenever you feel that, is a witness that I'm near. I'm near. Can you praise Him this morning? God is near. He's near to His people, to His sheep. And He's going to take care of them in this last day.
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, God. You have your Bibles. Would you turn with me into Psalms 23? I cannot get out of this. I have wept over it. I've cried through it. I've prayed. I've groaned. I said, Jesus, Jesus, help us. Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. My shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For His name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank
the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Oh, bless Him, Lord.
Oh, sweet Holy Ghost. What are you saying through David when he penned it? Inspiring him to write this. Look at the word want. In the Hebrew text, this scripture is a saying, as long as I stay with God, and I stay near the shepherd, and I follow Him, and I obey Him, I will not be deficient. I will not be lacking in what I need to live. I will always have enough. The Lord will take care of me. He will feed me. He will clothe me. He'll give me water when I'm thirsty. Praise the Lord. He will be with me. Glory to God. I won't be deficient. I'll have more than enough. Praise the Lord. To serve God.
Yes.
Shall I want? Big glory.
Bless Him, Lord.
Brother George, would you give me 1 Peter 2:9? When you get it, hold it. 1 Peter 2:9. Hold your place. Jesus said in John 17, we are in this world, but we are not of it.
Yeah.
We are of a different breed. We have come out from the ungodly. We've come out of the blackened fields of sin. We separated ourselves. We don't belong to this evil world system anymore. We belong to the Lord. We've been bought with a price. We don't listen to the world's tunes and music anymore. We don't dance to their tones and their tunes. We don't feed on sin's pastures anymore. We got a better master. We got a higher shepherd. We're on a better diet. Our food and our drink drink is no more of this world, and it's lust, and it's sin. It's now holiness, it's now righteousness, and it's now cleanness. We are the called out, we are God sanctified, we now belong to the Lord, we are in His fold, we are redeemed, we're blood washed and blood bought, separated from the goats. We join the shepherd. Listen, let this world have its entertainments, and let the ungodly feed on their filth, but I have chosen the path of the redeemed. I've got a better shepherd and a better pasture.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Can you praise Him here this morning? I'm on a better diet, praise the Lord. You ought to see the green pastures that I'm feeding Him. They're righteous and they're clean. Hallelujah. I don't drink from the world's cup anymore. I don't sit down at the world's table anymore.
That's right, brother. Come on.
Would you read that out loud, dear brother?
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
That ye should show forth the praises of Him that called you out. Somebody knows, and you can say without a doubt in your whole heart, God called you out.
Amen.
God pulled you out of it. God drew you. Hallelujah. Into the fold. I don't belong out there anymore. My eyes don't belong out there anymore. My ears don't belong to the devil in the world anymore.
Amen.
I made a change. I come out of it. Glory.
Glory be to God.
But ye, listen, but ye, let this world and its ungodly that don't want God or His ways, let them go on.
That's right.
But you're chosen. You're royal. You're a holy nation.
Amen.
You're a peculiar people to show forth His praises. I'm different. Thank God I look different. I feel different. I don't go where I used to go. I don't do what I used to do. There's been a change in me. I walk a different path. I got a better shepherd. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I belong to Him. I'm His, and He is mine. I feel the witness that in my heart, the Holy Ghost bears witness in my heart that I know Him. I've been born again. Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God.
Woo!
Oh, brother.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to the Lord.
To God. Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I don't know how far I'll get in this. I've got a semi-truck load, but I only got a little tiny shovel to get it all out. Hey, Lord. Oh, sweet God. What are you saying to us this morning, Lord Jesus? What are you saying, sweet shepherd and bishop of our souls and overseer of our souls? My sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. You're chosen. You're royal. You're holy. And you are peculiar. Jesus said that He, the good shepherd, calleth His own sheep by name. And He goeth before them. The sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from Him. Flee from the stranger. Can I tell you, I ain't a stranger to Jesus Christ. I know these false doctrines. Listen, I've had the radio on a many a time. And when they get out of the Word of God, the Holy Ghost says in here, they're not right. They're a false teacher and a false preacher. I'm telling you, there will be a connection when you hear an anointed preacher preach. Well, praise the Lord. There's a separate in this thing.
That's right, brother.
Woo!
Come on.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Touch Him,
Lord. Yes.
There's a difference. There's a difference.
That's
there's
right,
a difference.
Brother. You're right.
How many's there for the difference?
Yes. Amen.
Woo! Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, mighty God.
You all heard my testimony thousands of times. I almost took my life, didn't want to live.
Yeah.
Drugs, alcohol, rock music, day and night. The filthiest mouth that you ever could be around. Look what God can do. Yes. Brother George, I was listening to you sing over there a while ago, and I thought to myself, you're a trophy of grace. Oh, hallelujah. How many knows the Lord's got some trophies upon his shelf? Hallelujah to God. Trophy of grace. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed me. He touched my mind. And he saved me just in time. Come on. Let us praise him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Give him a hand clap again. We're not ashamed of the Lord.
Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Woo! Man, I feel him. God, I feel electrified. Hey, on, sweet man. Jesus. Do you all really, really, really know what peculiar means?
Bless him, Lord.
Ye are a peculiar people.
Yeah.
The Greek definition.
Bless him, God.
Peculiar means belonging to one person. Special. Being private property.
Praise
to an owner. Having special quality. And being esteemed different from any other. I belong to God.
Amen.
And to him only shall I serve. Hallelujah. I'm his private property. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. You know where the devil comes along, tempted and trying, and trying to pull me away. He tries to get in your mind. You don't have to let him in your mind. Let me tell you something this morning. Your eyes are the gateway to your spirit, and your ears are a gateway to your heart. It don't belong to the devil anymore. It belongs unto the Lord. And our eyes, Lord, they're with eyesight, that we can see clearly. When the devil comes along, and he comes a hidden, and he comes a crying, he sees a sign over the door of my heart, no trespassing. The Lord lives inside of this heart. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here, and you cannot get in. The blood has been applied to the doorpost. You can't come in. I belong to the Lord. I am his.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Monica. Glory to God. Glory.
I'm peculiar.
Hallelujah. Come on, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
People's got private properties out here.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah. They got a fence line all around their property.
Yeah.
And they all put up no trespassing.
No trespassing.
You know why? Because through the years of the past, people have crossed over that boundary line, crossed over the barbed wire fence, shoot up stuff that don't belong to them. Come on now.
Yeah.
And steal stuff. That's the reason they want to protect their property. Nobody's allowed in here. Well, glory to God. I set boundaries around my life. I set it around my house. I allow stuff to come in my house. I've got a boundary line. And it is the blood of Jesus Christ. I've got no trespassing signs up in my mind and in my heart and in my home. Well, glory to God. Praise him, church. No trespassing.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes. Bless God. Touching
Jesus. Man, I'm glad it's getting better.
Doing good. Glory to God.
Wonderful.
Private property that belongs to me.
That's right.
Mine.
Get your stinking hands off right now, Satan. You know, sometimes you've got to really, really, really battle and plead the blood, because the devil's so easy.
That's right.
So easy, he can touch a part of your life and he can influence you.
Right. Yeah. Come on.
If you listen and you're, come on. Come on. I feel the Lord right here. You don't pray.
That's right.
You ain't got a prayer life.
Oh.
You don't live in that word, and you don't pray and read the word of God and hide it in your heart. You're so easy. I'm going to tell you something. This world is like a magnet. It pulls you. It pulls up on the strings of your heart. Yes, you got Jesus living in the heart. But when you're weak in the spirit, the old devil comes along and he begins to push. He begins to influence you. And before you know it, you're giving in to him. The trespassing. It takes the blood of Jesus and a prayer to say, get out of here. Get thee hit, Satan.
Amen.
I don't belong to you anymore. I used to be your puppet on a string. You pulled the string, I'd curse. You pulled a string, and I'd reach out for a bottle. You pulled the string, and I would take the dope. You pulled the string, and I'd listen to the worldly music. Those strings attached, they've been broken. The fetters are removed. The chains have been broken. I'm free. Raise your hand. I'm free.
Woo!
Free. The chains are gone. Hallelujah. The world's gone out of my life.
My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
God have you.
You can have this, everybody in this building this morning. You can have this victory and this liberty.
Yes.
It won't be without a battle. I'm going to tell you something right now.
That's right. Come on.
There's a many, many different areas. Satan can get in and get a hold of you. Get a hold of your mind. My Lord. Come on. It takes prayer to resist these things.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. I told you I'll never get through this.
Bless you, Lord.
Go ahead and stare through the fence at us. You ungodly, you leaders of ours and our lawmakers, stare through the fence. We have made our choice. We are following the Lord and staying with our shepherd regardless of your laws. And we shall not be moved. We're serving the Lord and we shall not want. God will take care of his fold. Oh, the feeling to know that you belong. To know that I am his and he is mine. Brother Anthony, there's no better, sweeter feeling than knowing that you're wanted and you are accepted and that you are loved. That sense of belonging the world cannot take away. That's the reason we got clubs, the Elks Club, the Moose Club, and all of these organizations. People want to feel a part of something, but it ain't nothing but death. Anything outside of Jesus is not life. Can you say I belong to the Lord and I've got life? It's a flowing in me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Glory to God. Oh, hey. Oh, my Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing. I belong to him. Hallelujah. Called out. Brought out of sin. Brought out of darkness. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Bless
you. Thank you,
mighty
God. Thank you,
mighty
God.
There's something about this. I feel like I belong.
Yeah. Woo! That's right.
I'm accepted in the beloved.
Yes.
I'm redeemed.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless you.
Just because you are in the Lord's fold.
Yes.
Does not mean that you won't experience trials. Look at me. I've had my share. You don't know the battle I fought this week.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
The strongholds.
Amen.
The devil comes. I'm not talking about ungodliness. But it seems like he tries to get your mind away from God. And he pulls and he pulls.
That's right.
He brings worry and he brings fear. He brings frustrations. Come on, he tries to get you upset. Oh, glory. I'm telling you, I had to rebuke and plead the blood of Jesus and get a hold of my head and my mind. You say you're a preacher and a teacher, Tommy, you're saying that. I'm telling you, if you be honest with me, everybody has mind battles. The devil will try to make you feel that you ain't worthy, that you ain't loved, that you ain't really got it. Oh, glory to God. I praise him, church. Yes, Lord. I pull down my strongholds and cast down the imaginations.
Glory, glory be to God.
Plead the blood.
That's right.
I belong to Jesus.
Come on,
brother. I might have my faults and my failures. Hallelujah. But I've got the Lord on my side.
Come on.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
My God.
Thank you, mighty God.
Sweet Heavenly Father, right now, would you lay your hand upon every soul in this building? God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, these mind battles that people are having, Lord, touch them, everyone. Yes, you're special. Yes, yeah, hallelujah. You belong to the Lord. The blood's been applied. Hallelujah to Jesus. Lord, I pray, touch every heart and touch every mind.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Bless my God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be God. Hallelujah.
Brother Scotty, we will definitely have our afflictions.
Yes.
And if it wasn't for the Lord your shepherd that you love and serve and are faithful to, all of these years you pushed when you didn't feel like it. You had to climb at times. And even crawl. But look at you this morning. The victory still shines.
Right.
Something in the heart is cool. You through it.
That's right.
And got you right where you are this morning.
Amen.
You'd have been dead and in a grave a long time ago.
Amen.
But mercy reached in.
Amen.
I said mercy and the grace of God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah be to God.
We'll have our afflictions. Brother Jason, but don't ever let us forget, the shepherd is always near.
Always near.
And he will minister to you in your time.
Praise be to God. Amen.
When you feel like you've gone as far as you can go, and I can't go no more, Lord, where are you at? I need you. God, where am I at? Where are you at? The Lord is near. I said the Lord is always near. Oh, glory. He'll minister to you. Always remember, there is grace as well as grass in the Lord's pasture. Storms will pass through. They'll sweep the fields and the hillsides. But Jesus said, fear not the little flock. I am with you. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. My Lord, give him another hand clap. He is with me. I shall not want.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
Who are you following this morning?
Right.
Whose voice are you listening to?
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, God, there's many voices out there in this
That's
over.
Right, brother. Come on.
They whisper day and night. Oh, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Satan ain't never quiet. He runs his mouth all the time. He's got his hordes, his demons. These disembodied spirits, millions, one-third of a host of angels rebelled with Lucifer. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. I cast him out with a third of God's angels that rebelled with Lucifer. Where are they at? They're in our world. Woe to the inhabitants of earth and the sea, for Satan has come down unto you with great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Praise the Lord. How many knows that we can overcome the devil?
Amen.
Yeah, God in heaven.
Amen. That's true.
That's what we're up against. He got three heavens. Paul was called up into the third heaven. He saw the throne of God and he said, it ain't lawful for my tongue to even utter what I saw and what I heard when I was called up into that third heaven. But you got the atmosphere that's right directly above our head is the first heaven. It's an atmosphere all around us. You got the second heaven where the stars and the planets are. Oh my Lord, you know what we're up against this morning is these spirits. Oh my Lord, they're all around us and they work on impulse and they got voices and they'll talk to you. They'll talk to you in the night and they'll talk to you in the day. You can drive down the street and they inject. I'm telling you, these demon powers will inject thoughts into your mind and they'll inject desires into your mind, and we gotta have a power to drive that out.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Come on.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Hey, God. What kind of voices y'all been hearing lately? You're unworthy. You're not fit. God don't love you. Oh, Lord, God gave up on you. You'll never get back to where you were. You can't ever feel what you want to feel. You'll never walk in the victory. You'll never really be free. I'm telling you, that's the voice of the enemy. I'm telling you this morning, you take the word of God, hallelujah, the prayer, and you can drive these spirits and these voices out.
Amen. That's right, bro. Come on.
Yes.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Did you know that there's bad shepherds?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Come on, brother.
Come on.
Come on, tell it.
Buddy, I appreciate you.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Glory.
Right. You missed it Thursday night. If you wouldn't hear, you missed it.
Praise be to God.
I'm going to go somewhere if I got enough time.
Come on, brother.
Philip Keller told in his book that there was a tenant sheepman on the farm right next to his ranch. He was the most indifferent manager I had ever met.
Oh, God.
He was not concerned about the condition of his sheep. His land was neglected. He gave little or no time to his flock, letting them forage for themselves the best that they could in the hot summer and in the cold winter. Let them go. His sheep fell prey to dogs and cougars.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm not letting that happen.